From the KEI Newsroom, I'm Justin Martin. In a few minutes, Denton digs into its own history through a mom-and-pop ice cream shop. We'll start with a little news that happened this afternoon above Love Field. As the Southwest Airlines jet made its approach, the pilot reported seeing a drone known as a quadcopter flying just a few hundred feet away. The Federal Aviation Administration told multiple media outlets that the pilot of Southwest Flight 28 didn't have to change course and land it without incident. According to the FAA, the drone was also spotted near the Love Field control tower. Last year, the FAA banned drones within 5 miles of an airport. Dallas police searched near Lemon Avenue for the aircraft and pilot. They've not been found yet. Tomorrow is the 71st anniversary of D-Day. That's when Allied troops stormed the shores of Normandy in a turning point battle that claimed almost 20,000 lives on both sides. Two veterans now living in Fort Worth weren't on that bloody beach in France, but as KERA's Courtney Collins reports, their memories of World War II are indelible.
And those were my dads in World War I.
As he shows off his father's dog tags and gives the nickel tour of his apartment, it's clear Sidney Ashe is a patriot. Memorabilia is everywhere. Old photos, model helicopters, and service medals lovingly preserved behind glass.
This is the Distinguished Flying Corps, the Bronze Star, the Air Medal.
Sidney was 20 years old, a member of the ROTC, Louisiana State University, when he was called to active duty. He was an Army aviator and made it to Europe 6 months after D-Day, just in time for the Battle of the Bulge.
I was a combat engineer, and we did building bridges and supporting the troops as they advanced, clearing minefields and all.
Sidney went to Japan after his tour in Europe and ended up in Waco for flight school in 1950. He flew helicopters in Korea and went to Vietnam in 67. 5 years later, he retired as a colonel who'd spent 3 decades in the military.
I enjoyed every minute of it. There were, you know, moments of stark terror, but all in all, it was a good life, and I enjoyed it. I'd go back today if they wanted me.
Sidney's friend Bob Lawson only served 18 months. He enlisted in the Navy as a 17-year-old high schooler.
I went then to the Naval Training Center, Great Lakes, Illinois. While there, they called us all together to make the big announcement that the war in Europe had ended. So I was not even out of basic training by then.
Bob was in San Diego waiting to be assigned to a ship when victory was declared in Japan.
So by the time I left the United States as an enlisted man, actually the war was over.
Bob did spend some time in Hawaii and on other Pacific islands working as an electronics technician. Even though he wasn't in the thick of things, the losses around him made an impact.
That really impressed me even as a 17-year-old kid. And it still impresses me to this day to realize that we live in this freedom that we live in due to the sacrifices of all of those people during the war.
Bob and Sidney are both widowers now and live in Fort Worth at a retirement community called The Staten. It's a sleek high-rise in the cultural district, light years removed from World War II. Sidney recalls what it felt like to fight with the whole country behind him.
It was a war that we lost an terrible amount of troops to accomplish, and everybody in the States at that time was supporting the soldiers, not so with Korea and Vietnam.
Sidney and Bob had dramatically different experiences in the military. For one man, it was a career. For the other, his short-term duty as a young American. Still, the lessons are universal.
Going through basic training lasted you the rest of your life. You knew how to make beds. You knew how to treat people and respect.
How to respect authority. Yeah. It's almost like getting married. You kind of never forget that either. You know?
I'll buy that.
Sidney is 92 now. Bob turns 88 in August. When they kid around, it's easy to picture two young soldiers reporting for duty. Courtney Collins, KERA News.
To Denton now, which touts its downtown as one of the best preserved in North Texas. And the County Historical Society aims to keep it that way with a new program called This Building Has a History. It will tell the city's richest and oldest stories through a simple scan of a QR code. Stephanie Quo reports from the program's pilot location, one of Denton Square's oldest buildings.
Open the doors to Beth Marie's old-fashioned ice cream on Denton's downtown square. There are bright yellow walls, checkered blue floors, and one thing that customers just can't avoid.
They walk in the door and they say, oh, it smells so good in here. They don't even have to walk in the door. Sometimes they're walking down the street and they smell the smell, and that aroma just brings them into the door.
That's Beth Marie's manager, Margaret Rich. The shop opened in 1998. She started working there a few years after.
13 years ago, we were a little ice cream shop. We maybe made 20 gallons a week, and since then, it has grown so much.
Now, Beth Marie's turns out 40 gallons a day, from flavors like cupcake to the salty dog, a caramel sea salt swirl. What customers don't see is 138 years of history. Beneath those blue checkered tiles are old wooden floors. The pressed metal ceiling isn't actually the original. It replaced burgundy cloths and gold molding lost in a fire decades ago. These stories are the point behind the project called This Building Has a History. Three county historical organizations spotlight sites in towns across Denton County. Before this, you had to shuffle through libraries and archives to learn that Beth Marie's was first the J. A. Hahn Dry Goods Store back in 1877. Now, all you have to do is take a smartphone and scan the QR code posted on the front door. It'll take you to a website with historical photos, facts, and anecdotes.
It would mention some of the different businesses that have been in it, like waterbeds at one point, a photography studio at another point.
Bob Moses owns the building. The History Project will eventually highlight eight buildings on the National Register of Historic Places, two bridges, two farms, and five pottery archaeological sites. Up next are buildings in the Roanoke and Pilot Point Historic Districts. Peggy Riddle is the director of the county's Office of History and Culture.
We want people to understand that they've been around a long time, so they are sustainable, and hopefully that the owners will find ways to maintain them and to preserve them.
That didn't happen to the Exchange National Bank building on the square's southeast corner. It was torn down in the early 60s and replaced with a sleeker eight-story structure. Back at Beth Marie's, owner Bob Moses has quite the memory of the building's history, especially his first day.
When we first bought it, I sat in the back of it one day and I watched people come in the front door and they were happy. And I watched people as they picked out and they ate their ice cream and they were happy.
Everything here is old-fashioned. The 100-plus hand-swirled flavors, the long luncheonette-style counter. There's an antique gas pump in one corner and old photos and vintage posters in another. It's a living and tasty tribute to the way things were. For KERA News, I'm Stephanie Kuo in Denton.
Finally today, a dose of cute heading into the weekend. On our website, kerianews.org, you can see photos of a pair of baby giraffes who just made their public debut at the Fort Worth Zoo. And these two have some serious Lone Star roots. They're named Willie and Waylon. And Waylon is the largest giraffe calf in Fort Worth Zoo history. Get a look at the dynamic duo at kerianews.org. Flood advisories continue for much of the listening area. Otherwise, this evening brings us mostly clear skies, a low around 71. Tomorrow should be sunny with a high near 92. And tomorrow night, much of the same, mostly clear with a low near 74. It's currently 91 degrees in Dallas, 92 in Fort Worth, 88 in Tyler, and 90 in Wichita Falls. From the KERA Newsroom, I'm Justin Martin.